Browns headquarters.
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio. This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Quaker Steak and Lube.
40, 45, 50. He's in open field. 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown. It's a one-play drive.
Now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
It's a football Friday, and as usual, we're overflowing with stuff to fill this hour. Lots and lots of great stuff as we take a look at Sunday's game against the Titans. A tough one. We're going to break it down in so many ways. Bernie Kosar will make his weekly visit with us. We're also going to assemble the roundtable. Jimmy Donovan, Doug Deacon, Tom Withers, the four of us. We will take on that game and take it apart from top to bottom. We're also going to have a visit from Chris Gokhan, linebacker who had an outstanding game against Miami. Jameer Howerton takes us into the locker room for that one. It's Fantasy Friday, so we'll have a visit from NFL.com/NFL Network fantasy expert Adam Rank to help you set up your fantasy rosters for the weekend. All right, let's get this thing going. Cue the music for Bernie time.
Bernie, Bernie. Oh, yeah, how you can throw. Yeah.
Bernie. And now we bring in Bernie Kosar for his second visit of the week. Bernie, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
All right, well, they get ready to play. The Browns do their toughest opponent, I think, of these first four in the Tennessee Titans. What do you make of them?
Well, that's a really good point, Vic. Most fans probably don't know a lot about Tennessee, so in turn, you kind of maybe tend to underestimate them. Probably one of the surprise teams in the league in terms of, I think, being number one in the NFL in team defense right now. Their defense with not a lot of names is ranked near the top in lots of categories. I think from a Browns perspective, Kenny Britt not playing, and not that you want to see anybody get hurt. But I do think for kind of a relatively unknown receiver, he's a difference maker, and he's been Matt Hasselbeck's go-to guy the early part of the year. I think it's going to hurt Tennessee not having him for the remainder of the season.
I mean, that would make perfect sense, obviously, Bernie, but to see Matt Hasselbeck and want your appreciation, your quarterbacking appreciation of this, a 36-year-old guy, a 13-year vet, being able to play as well as he's playing with this opportunity in Tennessee when his previous team, Seattle, clearly booted him out the door. He seems to be playing with a sense of, you know, I told you so, and he seems to be playing with a reinvigoration.
Well, you're right, and a couple things to that point. One was when he was signed by Tennessee, I think it was Courtland Finnegan, their mouthy top-tier cornerback, kind of said, hey, he's a dink and dunk guy. He doesn't fit for what we're doing. He doesn't scare me. Well, we're seeing that, and North Turner, he taught me this line. He goes, you know, you want to tell how good a coach is, how good a player is. Look what happens to the environment and the team after they leave. Seattle beat New Orleans in the playoffs last year. Bad record, but they still won their division. Beat the New Orleans Saints in the playoffs with Matt Hasselbeck as the starting quarterback. They're abysmal this year with Tavares Jackson without Matt Hasselbeck. And Tennessee, a team that wasn't much expected of, is doing good. So you kind of see that Matt Hasselbeck still can make plays and, more importantly, win games in the NFL.
How is it when you get to that stage of your career and you're still making plays, you're obviously not relying as much on your physical talent as you are on, right, seeing things. But it seems like the ball gets out of his hands fast. He recognizes things quickly.
Yeah, and when you're seeing teams, and even this week, you saw or we heard Michael Vick complaining. We heard Jay Cutler complaining about the hits and stuff. When teams are typically struggling, when quarterbacks are maybe not making as many plays, not winning as many games, getting hit a lot, that tends to be the common denominator. They're not getting rid of the ball quick enough. And Matt Hasselbeck, yeah, you could say systemically he played in the West Coast system his whole career. Well, I think more appropriate is he's just a smart guy who could analyze, read defenses, knows where they're vulnerable, and knows how to get in a play that could get the ball in the hands of the playmakers as quick as possible.
Bernie Kosar joining us, former Browns quarterback. Bernie, what do the Browns need to do other than just play sound, solid run defense? But how do you, as a defense, prepare to make sure that this isn't the week Chris Johnson doesn't break out, doesn't find what he's been lacking for these past 3 weeks as one of the top best running backs this game has seen?
Yeah, especially early, imperative to keep Chris Johnson in that funk, in that lack of making plays type slump that he's in. Don't give him life. Don't give him confidence that, hey, this is the week he's going to break out of it. Don't let his teammates know and everybody get excited. And I think partially Matt Hasselbeck knows that that's what teams have been taking advantage of and trying to stop. They've been getting, I was watching film this week, they're getting a lot of that extra man in the box, that extra safety up in there, a lot of man covers outside. I think we're going to be the same, and it's going to be with those young receivers playing somewhat into our strength the way Joe Hayden and Sheldon Brown have been covering the opposing team's wide receivers.
I mean, you essentially owe it to yourself as a defense. I'm thinking now, Dick Geron's scheme here, that they've got to force Matt Hasselbeck to beat him, right? You don't go into this game saying, we're really afraid of this guy, or do you?
Well, again, their number one weapon, Kenny Britt, in the passing game, and their number one deep threat in the passing game, isn't there. Matt Hasselbeck hasn't been known as a bomber most of his career. He's an efficient, effective playmaker. So I do think that, yes, they're going to, not necessarily just Matt Hasselbeck, but those young receivers for Tennessee, make them make the plays down the field to beat them.
Yeah, and I wonder about Matt Hasselbeck on the road. I think he's a different quarterback just from my personal observations. He's 0-1 this season on the road, but I'm going with the longer history of that. We'll just see how he adapts playing at Cleveland Browns Stadium. As far as the flip side of this thing, and that is the Browns' ability to have success running the ball against the number one defense in the league, number eight overall against the run, Bernie, does it matter a lot now that they can change it up and rely on Montario Hardesty, who, by the way, can also trust that knee that he injured last year?
Well, it helps. It helps the Browns in terms of just having depth, having the two, to have the confidence that the two of them could spell each other, and it's not catastrophic like we possibly thought it would be without one of them in the game, because the other one has definitely showed he's capable of handling the load in the running game, the protection game, and in the pass-catching game.
Yeah, and Peyton Hillis coming back healthy now, I would think there's a certain amount of, hey, don't forget me type of approach to his game. I don't know how big that is to him, but I would think he could play with a little of that in mind.
Yeah, absolutely. You could definitely see them playing with that in mind.
As far as the passing game goes, and we talked about Colt McCoy and momentous thing, 80-yard drive and throwing the winning touchdown pass as he did at the end, and all the things that will make for wonderful highlight reels for years to come. But what only matters now is if there's something sustainable from this, and that's my question. Having seen him struggle so much against the Dolphins last week, except for those plays at the end, do we expect that there's a full turnaround this time?
With young teams and with teams that are kind of searching for their identity at positions other than quarterback also, is it a full turnaround because of just last week? Probably not. But I do think the confidence, the ability to know you could make those type of plays and under pressure make those type of drives is going to make the guys have more confidence that they're going to be able to not maybe have to wait to the end to feel like they could sustain drives and make plays like that.
And Bernie, the other thing that sticks with me about this Browns offense is that the weekly guessing game we have as to who will be either, if not the leading receiver, who will be effective in the receiving core. When I say that, I'm talking also about the tight ends, because it just seems week to week, we just have no idea. We can't get any sense of pattern with regard to how they do things in that passing game.
That's probably unfortunately true, but I look at it from the positive side. The coaches, Coach Shurmur, is doing a good job, though, of weekly. Somebody's coming up with a couple of plays enough to make plays. And Josh Cribbs has done it twice on touchdown catches in the deep right corner of the end zone. The Muhammad Massaquai at the end of the game last week, the tight ends at various points. So, albeit it hasn't been on the consistent level that we'd want from one particular person, weekly somebody has used the old Jimmy Johnson philosophy. Somehow, some way, somebody find a play to find a way to make a play.
Great stuff, Bernie. Look forward to talking with you on Monday as we review the Titans-Browns game.
Sounds good. Have a great weekend.
All right. That is Bernie Kosar, former Browns quarterback, joining us as he always does on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR. Hey, Browns fans. Vic Carucci here talking to you about my good friends at Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Liberty has hundreds of vehicles in stock to choose from, like the 2012 Explorer Limited I'm driving right now. Great design, third row seating, navigation, plus all the technology you need right at your fingertips. With guaranteed financing and award-winning customer service, you just can't beat the Liberty Ford experience. Stop by Liberty Ford today to see for yourself or visit libertyford.com.
Universal Windows Direct is back with our crazy $99 window sale.
Bill, I can't believe we're doing this. For every window you buy, you get the second one for $99.
Mike, that's almost like giving the windows away, man.
Dude, I hear you, but it's fall, home improvement time, and we don't want people to trust their windows to just any company.
I agree. We haven't even mentioned 36 months interest-free financing.
So call us right now at 216-518-8900, and we'll give you an extra 15% off.
You're killing me, Mike.
Call Universal Windows Direct. And tomorrow you'll be saying,
I love my windows.
Med and NFL 12 delivers an authentic NFL experience with an all-new collision system, team-specific runner base, and real-life broadcast with all-new dynamic player performance. Players' traits rise and fall based on their performance throughout the game. Madden NFL 12, true to the game. EA Sports Madden NFL 12 is available now. Want to learn more? Go to ea.com/MaddenNFL.
This is Jim Swayze, just back from Half Price Books. You know, just when I think my family and I are your average ordinary citizens, I find out that actually we're way out radicals. But the folks at Half Price Books told me that this was Banned Books Awareness Week. Who knew? Huck Finn, the Twilight series, even the Bible have all been challenged by some group at one time or another. Well, darn if I hadn't read most of them. And my wild wife, Jenny, she's read To Kill a Mockingbird and Peyton Place. Our youngest loves all the Harry Potter books, but there's some people out there who just aren't wild about Harry. And The Joy of Sex was banned in 1972, the year Half Price Books first opened their doors, thus creating the term book lovers. We'll never stop reading these or shopping Half Price Books. So hurry in and be a way out radical too. Half Price Books, real books, real treasures, real cheap. In North Olmsted, Mayfield Heights, Mentor, and Rocky River. Find out more at hpb.com.
Doug Deacon here for Infinity of Bedford. Located in the heart of Bedford's Auto Mile, Infinity of Bedford is the number one Infinity store in Ohio, Michigan, Kentucky, and Indiana for the last 4 years. They have the largest selection of Infinities and have more service technicians than anyone else to take care of your Infinity. They have pickup service at your home or office and a fleet of loan vehicles to use while you have your Infinity service. To find your next Infinity or for service, visit InfinityofBedford.com. Infinity of Bedford, a Penske Automotive dealership.
Hi, this is TJ Ward. You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
And we welcome you back to Cleveland Browns Daily. As the standout safety just told you, it's driven by Liberty Ford. It's also brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game. Each day, we post a poll question on the official Browns Facebook page. Today's question: what Titans player will be the biggest challenge, do you think, for the Browns on Sunday, and why? And the choices: linebacker Barrett Rood, running back Chris Johnson, haven't heard his name much this season yet, Matt Hasselbeck, the quarterback, the veteran, or wide receiver Nate Washington taking over at that number one position for the Titans right now. And you get to vote for that. You tell us why. We have assembled the roundtable for a look ahead to Sunday's game against the Tennessee Titans. And with us, Jimmy Donovan.
How you doing, Jim?
Good to be with you again, Vic.
Doug Deacon, his partner on the Browns Radio Network.
Always glad to be Jim's partner.
and Tom Weathers from the Associated
Press. Hi, Vic. How are you, buddy?
Great to have you with us. And, guys, take a look at this game. Take a look at this team. In so many ways, it looks to me, Jimmy, like the Browns are facing their best opponent of the four Sunday.
I would agree with you. I think that Tennessee, quietly, after Jeff Fisher left, by even the selection of their head coach, I mean, Mike Munchak, I mean, you know, a great player, a Hall of Famer, and a good offensive line coach, but I don't know if anybody ever said, boy, there's the next head coach, and and they put him in there, and, you know, they've made moves, and but they really have... They're playing great defense, and so for that alone, I think that, and the fact that they have a 13-year veteran at quarterback who is off to kind of a career start, I think that you're right, Vic. I think that this looks like the stiffest opponent.
What worries you most, Doug, about this team? Is it the fact that this 13-year quarterback is having a youthful surge here, looking like he did for the Seahawks, Matt Hasselbeck, or is it the fact that they have this defense playing well, or is it the fact that number 28, that running back, has gone 3 weeks without being heard from?
Well, I think it's the running back. You know, here's a guy that doesn't have 100 yards, and I think he's played maybe, 3 years, and he's averaging 100 yards every other game. So, you know, he's a nightmare waiting to happen.
You don't want to let the genie out of the bottle, do you? And the Browns don't want to be that team that lets that kid loose because he's going to get loose at some point. You know, talking to some of the players this week, they've looked at him on film, and there have been a couple plays where he's gotten close to getting it together. So, you know, I think the lockout hurt him. Obviously, the contract holdout hurt him.
Sure.
And he might not just be in football shape yet, but it's going to come.
Should we, though, be looking at this that the Browns defense can handle this challenge? Because take a look at him. I mean, that front four has played so well. Should it be less of a concern just because of what we've seen in 3 weeks? Or is this something that could still be above and beyond what the capabilities of these young guys up front can handle?
Well, I would like to think that because I think they've faced everybody that has come at them so far, and I think they've played them well. I mean, Cedric Benson got loose on one run at the end of the game, but before that, I thought that he really had a tough time getting yards. I thought they totally stuffed a die in Indianapolis, and the kid last week was a real unique runner because he just moved the pile.
He was good, wasn't he?
Yeah, Daniel Thomas. He just kept moving the pile, but I thought that they were there. But I would like to think that they're ready to handle a running back like this, and every week I'm more of a believer in this defense and the way they're playing.
And they've got to continue to tackle well. That's one thing they have done well in the first three games. They've been very efficient in their tackling.
And obviously with Kenny Britt being out for the Titans, that really kind of changes their offensive dynamic. So,
well, it certainly does because you can't minimize what Kenny Britt means to them. But I look at last week's game against Denver, the Titans game against Denver, and, Doug, I see him 11 different guys catching the ball. Doesn't that speak to the fact that you've got this experienced guy at quarterback in Matt Hasselbeck, and, yes, Britt's gone, but he's finding ways to just keep the chains moving?
Well, you're not going to hear three Mississippi from him. It's going to be one Mississippi, two Mississippi. That ball's coming out. Right. But, you know, I think that kind of plays to our cornerbacks. You know, if they can come up and, you know, challenge him and, you know, disrupt him early, then he's not going to be able to get rid of the ball that quickly. And he's a smart quarterback. He knows how to distribute the ball. But you talk about all the receivers that he threw to, but it was top-heavy when it came to Britt and Washington. I think they were like 17 and 21 receptions between the two of them.
And, Jimmy, there's nothing fancy about this offense. This is Chris Palmer. You know that guy.
Yeah.
He coached here
Absolutely.
With the Browns, offensive coordinator. So it doesn't look like anything that when I look at him on tape that makes me say, oh, gee, this is really innovative. It just looks like you're trusting what your quarterback does and more or less game planning each week to what the opposing defense does.
Yeah, I think so, because naturally, I think when we've watched Chris Palmer, he's always been handling new quarterbacks, rookie quarterbacks, Couch, and then he went and he moved along and he had David Carr down in Houston, and he had Eli Manning still when he was kind of young in New York. when he went over to the Giants, but he's got a different situation here with Matt Hasselbeck, and I think probably Chris has bought into, you know, listening to Hasselbeck and what he thinks is going to work here, because Chris Palmer was really a deep drop to the quarterback, vertical passing game down the field that took time. And unfortunately here, they didn't have, time was the problem with the offensive lines that were assembled.
Well, yeah, when Chris was here, you know, the offense, the tackles, you know, they got them out of Kmart.
Right.
So, you know, it's a situation where, you know, given a quarterback, you know, the time of that experience, you know, he's going to light you up.
I was just there last night. I didn't see where the aisle where they had the tackle aisle.
Yeah.
Tom, first year head coach, 2-1 team. Yep, real familiar. We know that with what we got going on here with the Browns, but. How much do you think that factors in to this is a second road game? They lost that opener at Jacksonville, not the most daunting of places to play, and now they come here to Cleveland. Do we think that maybe there's still this a lot of growing pain still ahead for Mike Munchak as well as he's done
no
so far?
No question, and the Titans have lost six road games in a row, so they want to shake that off as well. But, you know, when talking to the and I learned a couple of years ago, the best guys to talk to in the locker room are the offensive linemen. And in talking to those guys today, they say this defense particularly plays very well as a unit, especially in the defensive line. They rotate as many as 10 guys in there. Joe Thomas was telling me today they all look like the same guy. Mm. They all play very solid technique, and they just play very well as a unit. So I do think there's going to be some growing pains with them still, Vic, much like there are still going to be some with the Browns as going forward. So. So early in the year.
Which leads me to this, as we look at that game last week against Miami, and I thought I witnessed this big watershed thing. Young Colt McCoy leads 80-yard drive, throws amazing pass at the end of the game. So I'm on the phone the other day with Phil Simms, and I said, Phil, okay, talk to me, former great quarterback in this league, what it means to a quarterback and how much momentum that gives your career for that to happen. He said, it gets you to the next game. I was waiting for him to say something profound. He says it gets you to the next game. Forget about that. So what we have, I think, then, and certainly I'm not going to dispute Phil Simms. I do think it was a confidence boost, certainly, for Colt. But I'm wondering what we are to make of the better part of those 56 minutes before that.
Well, I mean, I noticed in his eyes on Wednesday after practice that he's eager to play Sunday because he realizes that for 56 minutes it wasn't going well. I mean, he did say we came out in the second half, we moved the ball on their first possession, but there are a lot of possessions where nothing went well, and I think we talked about it Monday. When they got the ball that last time, I mean, there was nothing. There was no automatic button to push that would say to you, well, you know, you just got to throw the ball to Ben Watson a couple of times and then maybe something else would work. I didn't feel anything was working. So I think he's really eager to get back out on the field like he was going into the Indianapolis game, because I thought that he felt that the Cincinnati game was kind of a clunker.
Yeah, it was in a lot of ways. And I mean, and the thing is, you know, in the huddle, those guys now believe, I think, you know, when somebody does that for you, all of a sudden you sit there and say, well, you know, he's done it. You know, we've got to, you know, sharpen up our side of the table, and, you know, he'll be able to perform for us. And, you know, the timing was off. And I think a lot of that also dealt with, you know, some of the people not being able to practice last week. And,
you know,
Pat Shurmur said on Monday, you know, ideally you'd like to have the same guys in the same position going week after week after week, but we haven't been able to have that.
Oh, that's a great point. The roundtable is assembled. It's Jim Donovan. It is Doug Deacon. It is Tom Withers as we break down Sunday's game against the Tennessee Titans. Talking about people having people back, and how big a deal now is it for this team to have a Tony Pashos ready to start.
Yeah, I think that's really big. And by the way, I think Phil Simms has just been browbeaten by Bill Parcells for all those years. You know, it sounded like a Parcells comment, didn't it?
Yeah,
you know,
true.
I think Pashos back, and obviously Peyton Hill is back this week. You know, I think looking back at last week, I think that last-minute decision that Peyton wasn't going to play, you know, really affected that offense. I think it might have gotten all their heads in some way and just changed the whole dynamic for the day. So I know there's a comfort level with Pashos out there. Some of the other linemen were telling me today, he also brings an attitude into that huddle that they might not necessarily get with Hicks and Cousins, who both, by the way, did a nice job filling in.
Has the running game dynamic changed now? Can we expect now, with Montario Hardesty doing what he did, stepping up as well as he did in relief last week, to now influence how the play calling, how everything unfolds with Peyton Hillis back healthy? Do we think truly now this is going to be a commitment to a two-back system?
Boy, I think it's just fascinating going into this game because of what happened last week. For all of what happened last week, Hillis getting sick, Hardesty coming in and playing the way he did. And go back a week before that when Hardesty got lost in the game plan and ended up on the goal line. You know, tough place to get your first carries. Put the ball on the ground. Luckily, they recovered. But I understand had a conversation with the coach after that game, either Sunday night or Monday, about, hey, listen, you know, we got to get you back into the game plan, you know, and it's got to be earlier. So I think that's fascinating to see how they're going to do it, you know.
Well, I think it's a big plus because, you know, I think Montero is, although they're both big backs, he's a different style of back. And
right.
I think his vision is very good and his quick feet. I think, you know, Peyton, you know, he's been a fullback before. So I think they'll be able to, you know, use him as a lead blocker sometimes. And that's a pretty good load as a lead blocker.
And it seems to me that when you're going up against a team that plays the run as well as the Titans do, you need to change it up. You need to have the ability. If your guy was the scat guy, the horizontal sort of runner, then and you didn't have the answer of the power guy, then you need that answer of the power guy. And if it's vice versa, which is what the Browns profile is or has been, then you need the scat guy. And I think this is the ideal week to have that true balance between these two.
I agree with you, Vic. And, you know, yesterday we got our first chance to talk to running backs coach Gary Brown, and he really broke down both what Peyton and Montero do well. And he said even this week he has seen an even more confident Hardesty out there as they're going through drills. And he's just, you know, last week was really a breakout moment for that kid who's been through a lot the last couple of years. So, yeah, I agree with Doug. I think it's a great situation to be in. It's just going to be a matter of now, you know, splitting that ball in half and making everybody happy.
Yeah. What about this receiving game that we still struggling to get a handle on what it's all about? We've seen variations of, okay, they're going to be a tight end heavy team. And we know, of course, that Ben Watson led the team in receptions last year. Still, it's likely that a tight end is going to make some of the bigger plays, but after a week where we saw two touchdowns scored by Josh Cribbs and Muhammad Massaqua, it rekindled the hope, I guess, that receivers can be a big part of this game beyond just making two plays like that.
Yeah, well, if we're going to take a look at that last drive and analyze it, what it did for McCoy and how his confidence and maybe how he's going to arrive, I think we have to take a look at some of the plays on the other end. Little seemed to really come out on that last drive
and
fight for yards and get first downs and fight to get out of bounds. Was thinking about what the clock was doing. Massaqua fought for the ball, I thought, a couple of times. And that was something I thought last year. There were a couple of times where he didn't fight for the ball. I can remember a game against the Ravens late in the year where he really needed to become a defensive back on a play, and he didn't go up and fight for the ball. I saw it a little bit different for him. Cribbs is amazing. I mean, Cribbs is just amazing. I mean, imagine he got hurt in the practice week. Why? Because other guys were out, and he took extra reps.
Sure.
And that's how he got hurt.
How does he make that
he's
catch
amazing.
With a blown groin, too.
Unbelievable.
I mean, incredible.
Yeah, to get the vault and everything.
No, I mean, what they have to do, I think, is kind of sort the pile out so all of a sudden you've got those three or four guys that you get used to as of, you know, this rotation of so many receivers. You know, it's a little tough on the quarterback, I think, sometimes too.
Yeah, different guys do different things. And Colts still figuring that out.
You've got some young guys in your offensive line. You got some new guys in your offensive line, and sometimes you have problems because you're not really able to vary the cadence like you would like to with a more experienced group. And I think this is something that they've got to get into a little bit more.
And to Jimmy's point about Massaqua, I mean, he's really come a long way. I noted the stat that he's got 8 catches, and all of them have gone for first downs this year.
Yeah.
So he's really done a nice job, getting in front of the chains. And then the great Evan Moore mystery, is going to have to be solved at some point. He acknowledged the other day that he's been a little puzzled as to why he's not been out there as much. So, we've talked about this every week. It's still an offense that's evolving by the week.
Yeah. I think it was 8 snaps, he said last week, 8 snaps in Indianapolis.
Yeah, there's no question that this, we were saying this from the beginning, though, this offense does not feature really any one person, but the question becomes, can you still be effective featuring multiple people? And it had. There's a history with that. That's what Pat Shurmur believes in and has to from Philly, from St. Louis.
Well, if you look at, if you look at the top teams over the last few years, that seems to be the case, though. There's real good balance along the offense. There's not that one star necessarily that's carrying the team.
Like you the 100 catch guy.
Exactly. Yeah, right, you got to have the four or five guys that are going to all contribute.
The 100 catch guy might likely be on a losing team.
Right.
The other big thing with regard to who we just discussed, Josh Cribbs, being back in the return game, how huge. I mean, I just thought last week you took a chunk of the Browns' strength, just took it away and threw it in Lake Erie. They were playing with one hand tied behind their back. To have him in the return game, and I'm going to assume he's back to a high level of effectiveness, wherever you can be in 4 weeks into the season, and against a team that I think has vulnerability there.
Yeah, I just think the other thing is you take fear away for the other team when he's not back there. Yeah. No slam on Jordan Norwood or, Buster Screen.
It's not the same.
You have to identify him back there. You have to take a big, deep breath, and you have to wonder, what is he going to do? What is he going to do to hurt us? Because is he going to come out with the ball? And when he does, and if he gets ahead of steam, I mean, that puts a lot of pressure on them.
Well, and he has the confidence to bring it out, where some of the younger guys probably, maybe I shouldn't do this. I don't want to, make a mistake. Where, Josh, he's done it, and his reputation allows him to do it.
Yeah.
And on the other side of the ball then, too, kicking the ball, Brad Maynard's punts didn't look very good last week, but boy, were they effective.
Oh, yeah.
And in talking to both he and Phil this week, that was all by design. He might have had a miss hit on one or two of them, but, that directional kick is what he's done well. He's done that for years in Chicago.
Getting a win, no matter when, no matter where, we know that, but to me, the importance of this game grows because it is followed by a bye, because you want 2 weeks to savor a win and not 2 weeks to savor the opposite of that. So it doesn't that ramp it up?
I mean, that's that would be a big boost for them and really put the month into a great way. I mean, for them to get off to that kind of start, historic, I think, really, since they've come back. I mean,
2001 was the last time they were 3-1.
I mean, it would just be a great, great thing for them, and to get ready then, for the next step.
Well, the other thing is, if you look at the schedule, you've got a lot of young guys. They're going to hit the wall, week 12.
Sure.
And when you hit week 12 and you look at the schedule, it's not so pretty. So if you can pile up some wins now, it's very important.
Right. No, I hit the wall every year. I don't know.
I might have hit it this morning. Guys, it was tremendous. As always, Jim Donovan and Doug Deacon from the Browns Radio Network, Tom Withers from the Associated Press. Thank you, and we will see you all on Sunday when the Browns take on the Tennessee Titans. This has been the Roundtable. Much more coming up on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Get the value you're looking for at Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Lease the fuel-efficient Ford Fusion or Escape for $199 a month. Your choice, 2012 Fusion or Escape for only $199. With outstanding value, quality, and technology, it's no surprise Ford is the best-selling brand in America. Large selection, guaranteed financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty, Vinson, Maple Heights, Brunswick.
Hey, Browns fans, your favorite Cleveland Browns are going green, and you can too. Intercept your waste. Recycle your cardboard, paper, plastic, cans, and glass at home, at work, and on game days. Remember to compost food scraps and yard clippings too. Make it a habit. Reduce, reuse, recycle, and compost. Visit CuyahogaSWD.org to learn more. Powered by the Ohio Department of Natural Resources in the Cuyahoga County Solid Waste District.
At First Merit Bank, getting to know our customers is important to us. So how do we do it? Well, it's simple. By listening, learning, understanding your business, and by turning all those things into a real, roll-up-our-sleeves, working-together-to-achieve-your-future-goals kind of relationship. So let's start now. Hey, how about that game? Let's get to know each other. First Merit Bank. You first. Member FDIC.
Quaker Steak and Lube is now the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns. Lube wings are now available at Cleveland Browns Stadium. Whether you're watching the game live or stopping into your local Quaker Steak and Lube, be sure you're getting your best wings USA fixed every game day. Watching the game at home, the lube has you covered. Call ahead or order online to pick up your lube wings at the pickup wingo window. Quaker Steak and Lube is proud to be the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns.
It's time to kick off a season of savings at Medina Volkswagen Mazda. Ohio's fastest growing VW and Mazda dealer has put together all of the right plays to make sure their game plan makes you a winner. Right now, you can save up to thousands on their roster of fuel-efficient 2011 Volkswagens and Mazdas, including the VW Jetta and Mazda 3. Have a vehicle to trade in? Then you've come to the right place. You won't find any trick plays with the team at Medina Volkswagen Mazda. They'll pay more for your vehicle and sell you theirs for less, regardless of your car's make or mileage. It doesn't get much easier than that. With Medina Volkswagen Mazda, you'll never outkick your coverage, making life simple for you and your checkbook. So get out today and visit Medina Volkswagen Mazda on Pearl Road in Medina, or open anytime at MedinaVWMazda.com. Find out why they're Ohio's fastest growing VW and Mazda dealer and experience the Medina Volkswagen Mazda difference. Good news, the Knapp Auto Parts in Parma is continuing their customer appreciation $7.99 oil change kit special now through October 8th. That's right, Knapp Auto Parts at 7800 Broadview Road in Parma is selling 5 quarts of Knapp oil and a Knapp Pro Select oil filter for just $7.99. Offer is only good at Broadview Parma location. Limit one kit per customer per day. See associate for official details.
Never know how,
Lube Stop's technicians are like trusted friends, and you'll know they'll provide a quality service. They even give your vehicle a 20-point inspection during a visit to any of their 37 locally owned shops. Visit lubestop.com/radio for a store near you and to download an exclusive coupon.
Will Burge here, and are you in the market for a used car? Then get to CrestmontHyundai.com. With used vehicles starting as low as $29.95, Crestmont Hyundai gives you their best price up front. CrestmontHyundai.com.
And we thank you so much for choosing to spend this portion of your day with us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford in association with Quaker Steak and Lube. Folks, this year, don't fumble your home improvement projects with another company. Hand it off to the winning team at Universal Windows Direct. Since 2002, Universal has been Cleveland's number one pick for quality vinyl replacement windows. And this month, you'll score with their $99 window sale. For every window you buy, you get the second window for just $99. Plus, go long with 0% financing for up to 36 months. And you may still be eligible for the 2011 Energy Tax Credit. For a free estimate, call 216-518-8900 with Universal Windows Direct. You'll be saying, I love my windows. Each week, we bring you an In the Locker Room segment, which is driven by Liberty Ford. This week, our own Jameer Howerton gets together with Browns linebacker Chris Gokong, who had such a strong game against the Dolphins. Take it away, Jameer.
Thanks, Vic. Chris, taking a look back at the work week, how did practice go as you and your teammates geared up to face the Tennessee Titans?
You know, it went real well. I thought we prepared real well for it. We know what we're facing. Chris Johnson is an explosive back. He's not having the best year that you know he thought he was going to have, but we need to keep him in because we know he's such an explosive and fast back. Their quarterback is hot. Hasselbeck, you know, he can once he gets rolling, he can get out on you. So we know what we're facing and we're planning for it. So I thought the week went well.
Talking about quarterback Matt Hasselbeck, how dangerous is he? You know, you look at a guy and basically the Seahawks told him like, hey, you're getting up in age and you're just not our guy anymore.
You know, his I think around the league his MO is if you rattle him, if you get to him early, that'll kind of get in his head. And you know, I think I'm hoping that we get there early to him and kind of get him off his game and get him looking over his shoulder for Jabal or Big Mitchell coming off the edge. So you know, take him off his game a little bit.
And you talked about running back Chris Johnson, and as you mentioned, he is getting off to a slow start when you look at his numbers, but as a defensive unit stopping to run his team effort, and that's something that you guys pride yourself on, challenging the best.
Yeah, definitely. You know, it all starts up front. I think our D-line's playing amazing. Ruben and Big Phil, you know, they're in there canceling those gaps and making plays. But I think that it is a big defensive effort, and we all need to, you know, get in our gaps and make sure we stay disciplined and really corral Chris Johnson.
Looking at their offensive line, how underrated are they? Because they did a really good job at protecting and giving Matt Hasselbeck a lot of time to spread the ball around last week?
You know, just watching them, you can see their talent. Obviously, you know, they have Chris Johnson behind them, and that's saying something that they block for that guy. You know, obviously the running back doesn't do it by himself, so that speaks for itself. And I think they've been doing a great job in protection. I think they only have 4 sacks or so. So it'll be a challenge for us. So we definitely need to step up in all areas.
Browns linebacker Chris Gohan is joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Chris, on a personal note, congratulations on your contract extension. You and several other players have received extensions this season. Just as a commitment, when you look at the organization, what does that say to you?
You know, it's exciting. It really does. It really tells you as a player that they like who you are as a person and as a player, and they're going to commit to you, or in this case me. And you know, I'm giving back 100%, and every day I'm in here doing my work, and you know that's what it's all about. But really, in the long run, it doesn't take my mind off of this Sunday or the next Sunday when we get to that. So it, you know, I'm happy for all the guys who've gotten extensions and myself and everything, but it doesn't take my mind off that prize, which is Sunday.
And just 3 games in, you and your teammates talk about how you guys on the defensive side of the ball are just getting acclimated and how you guys are growing into this new defensive scheme. Do you feel like you're getting stronger week in and out?
Yeah, you know, I thought We started the year with a little hiccup. I actually thought we played the first game pretty well, but you know, we had too many mental mistakes, and we've kind of gelled since then. And you really do see it in the red zone. We kind of solidify right there, and they might get their plays, but we really do we step up and we tighten up as a defense in the red zone, and we got the young DBs and safeties back there, and they're playing on fire right now. So it's fun to watch those guys.
And how great is it seeing DeQuell Jackson named AFC Defensive Player of the Month, considering all the things that he's gone through in his career?
Yeah, it is amazing. You know, he's coming off of back-to-back injured years, and you know, he's coming off and he's playing on fire. So my hat's off to him.
You mentioned those young guys up front, and after talking to DeQuell Jackson and Scott Fujita, they love having those big men up front. How much do you appreciate them?
Oh, I love it. They make our jobs easy. The one thing I love seeing is Big Rube, Atiba Rubin, chasing down a running back from behind or running from sideline to sideline like he's a linebacker and just blowing up that the running back cutting back. So it's I love having those guys out there. It makes our job so much easier.
And lastly, Chris, as you and your teammates grow into this new 4-3 defense, what do you guys just overall want to be known for?
You know, I think we're still finding our identity. But as it goes, I think we're showing that we're one of those defenses that no matter what, we're sticking it out. And we're going to give our offense the ball one more time. And we're just that blue-collar type defense, hard-hitting. And you know, we run to the ball every play. So that's I think, what we want to be known for.
Well, Chris, thank you for your time and good luck Sunday.
Thank you.
Back to you, Vic.
All right. Thank you, Jameer. And just a reminder, you can catch Jameer Howerton as well as myself and head coach Pat Shermer on television weekly on Browns Insider. It airs each Sunday at 11 a.m. on WJW Fox 8. When we return to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford in association with Quaker Steak and Lube, we'll give you a little fantasy help with our good buddy Adam Rank from NFL.com and NFL Network on ESPN 850 WKNR. Hey, Browns fans, Vic Carucci here talking to you about my good friends at Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. With over 30 years in Northeast Ohio, it's certain Liberty Ford will make your next vehicle purchase an easy one. A friendly and knowledgeable staff paired with high-quality customer service makes the Liberty experience impossible to beat. Plus, their guaranteed financing, award-winning service department, and body shop. Just add to it. Visit Liberty Ford today or go to libertyford.com.
Quaker Steak and Lube is now the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns. Lube wings are now available at Cleveland Browns Stadium. Whether you're watching the game live or stopping into your local Quaker Steak and Lube, be sure you're getting your best wings USA fixed every game day. Watching the game at home, the lube has you covered. Call ahead or order online to pick up your lube wings at the pickup wingo window. Quaker Steak and Lube is proud to be the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns.
Look out in the street there. You know what you don't see? My car. Because I had to sell it to pay the lawyer I hired when I got busted for drunk driving. Know what else you don't see? My girlfriend, who decided that a guy with no car and no license and no money was no fun. So now she's going out with that creep Nathan.
Cops are out there, and they'll see you before you see them. They're cracking down on drinking and driving all across the country. Drive sober or get pulled over.
Hey, Greeny.
Yes, Golic.
You know, part of being a real man is knowing how to take care of your car.
Then count me in as a man, Golic, because I know NTB is the place to go.
That's because NTB has the largest selection of name brand tires, and with over 1 million tires available every day, NTB always has the right tire for your car, truck, or SUV.
And don't forget, Golic, you can bring the car to NTB for all of your service needs, too. It's easy. They're open early, open late, and open 7 days a week.
But why pay outrageous prices when you can trust the professionally trained NTB technicians who are ASE certified? And I bet you didn't know, Greeny, that the best way to pay is with the NTB credit card that can be used at over 650 locations nationwide.
So, let's get the stats straight, Golic, because we know you're easily confused. NTB isn't just tires at great prices. They're vehicle maintenance, brakes, oil changes, repairs, and much, much more.
You got it, Greeny. NTB is keeping the world in perfect motion.
Convenience is the name of the game, and this is Doug Deacon. When I bought my car, I went directly to Mercedes-Benz of Bedford. The dealership is just minutes away from Cleveland Browns Stadium, and when I get my car serviced, well, they come pick it up and give me a courtesy car. How easy is that? It's also nice to know if my car gets tackled, they offer the most service technicians and a certified collision center, so I can get back on the road in no time. Take it from me, go to Mercedes-Benz of Bedford. Nothing but the best. Check them out online at MercedesBedford.com. Mercedes-Benz of Bedford, a Penske Automotive dealership.
We welcome you back to Cleveland Browns Daily. This segment is driven by Liberty Ford and brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game. Browns fans, single game tickets are going fast, so purchase yours before it's too late. That includes the upcoming Browns-Seahawks matchup on Sunday, October 23rd at 1 p.m. For more information, you call 1-800-745-3000 or visit clevelandbrowns.com today. Time for our weekly fantasy segment, and helping us to do that from NFL.com and NFL Network is Adam Rank. Adam, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Vic, thank you for having me. I'm so happy to be here. I'm happy for your Cleveland Browns, 2-1. What a start.
Pretty nice, huh? I mean, they've really done some things that I think reinforce the notion that you have something new in the way of this program that has some hope and promise.
They've just looked so good, and I'm not ashamed to tell anybody that I've been rocking my Cleveland Browns hat in your honor for the past couple of weeks. Nice little sun hat. I keep it off my bald head.
I love it, and
I represent you and the Browns.
That's the best.
It's kind of amazing too, because another team that's having a great season coming out from a couple of years of losing are the Detroit Lions. Matthew Stafford now has become a guy that you do not start, and he's a guy who's number three in my rankings this week, and you just don't bench him anymore. And it's kind of an interesting scenario for a lot of people, because people did not draft Stafford as their number one quarterback. Usually you have a great guy like Aaron Rodgers or Tom Brady, Phillip Rivers or whoever, and you are drafting Stafford to be your backup. Well, now you're kind of faced with the dilemma of what you do, what do you not do, and go about it that way. But Matthew Stafford is now a must-start.
Yeah, and I could totally see that and agree with that. They play the Dallas Cowboys, so that in itself can render some opportunity. Although, and you know, with Rob Ryan and that blitzing defense, there are going to be some chances for big plays. As far as the game that the Browns are playing Sunday, the guy who once was the poster child of fantasy football, Chris Johnson, playing for the Titans, looking like anything but the Chris Johnson we had known for the last 3 weeks. Now he comes up against the Browns defense that has been pretty stout, especially up front, some young players. But as a fantasy player, how do you approach having Chris Johnson on your team?
Well, this is no knock against your Browns, but it has been troubling for people that drafted Chris Johnson early in their fantasy drafts, even with the holdout and everything. But, you know, the thing with guys like Chris Johnson, you have to start him. Whether the matchup's good or not, you have to start him. And the Titans are going to have to rely on him. They're going to have to give him the ball because Kenny Britt's no longer there. I mean, their only option is to get it to Chris Johnson. And if you're a fantasy guy, I would say start Chris Johnson. I'm sorry, Cleveland, I have to do this. Start him. But I'm telling you, sit all of your Titans receivers and sit Matt Hasselbeck, because just looking from a fantasy point of view, the Cleveland Browns defense against quarterbacks and against receivers, they're really tough. Not many teams give up. You know, they're in the top five, top 10, actually, fantasy points allowed to quarterbacks and receivers. And Joe Hayden looks amazing. He's shutting people down, one of the newest shutdown corners in the game. So sit all your Titans except for Chris Johnson.
A couple of running backs that seem intriguing to me this week. LeGarrette Blount of the Buccaneers going up against the Colts, who have major issues all over the place, but especially in the run defense. And Cedric Benson going against the Buffalo defense that is giving up some plays, obviously. They give up a lot of points. They score more than the other team, but they give up a lot. What do you think of those two guys, Blount and Benson, this week?
Very good eye, Vic. You're doing your homework. I appreciate it. LeGarrette Blount is such a great start this week. He was kind of troubling. Now, Vic, we go back way a long time. I tend to overreact sometimes. And when he started off in that first game, LeGarrette Blount didn't do a whole lot. And then they started week two at Minnesota and fell down 17-0. I was ready to just cut bait with LeGarrette Blount and move on and everything. But he rallied to have a good game against the Vikings. He had a good game again last week. And now when he plays the Colts, here's a situation where the Colts defense is not doing very good. Raheem Morris can now feed the ball to LeGarrette Blount. In the second half, he's going to start wearing out that defense. I feel that this is going to be the first week that LeGarrette Blount goes over 100 yards. He's going to score a touchdown or two. He's an excellent start. He's in my top 10. And as far as Cedric Benson, yeah, he's not suspended, so he's going to play. Mm-hmm. And as you mentioned, the Bills give up a lot of yardage. And as you said, you know, perfectly, they score a lot too. So I'm looking for a shootout. I want both these teams moving up and down the field. I want Fred Jackson to get his points. I want Cedric Benson to get his points. We'll get some to David Nelson. We'll get some to Stevie Johnson. We'll get Adrian Green in the mix. Let's have another one of those old AFL shootouts, and let's score some fantasy points. So, yes, Cedric Benson, high-end running back two this week.
Adam, I'm always fascinated to watch the Carolina Panthers play for obvious reasons. Cam Newton is just something to behold. But for this particular week, I think from a fantasy standpoint, Jay Cutler going against that Panther team, this might be something that opens up an opportunity for those who have Cutler, don't you think?
Well, yes. Yes and no. I kind of got him in the middle of the pack because it's a better play, I think, for Matt Forte. He's going to see a lot of carries. He's going to see a lot of catches and everything out of the backfield. Cutler, I got kind of a low-end quarterback, too. I would look at guys like Eli Manning to be a better start than him. Okay. Rex Grossman has a great matchup against St. Louis. So you're starting to look, you know, because those guys are always kind of in the mix of who do I go here, where you play the matchups. And just looking at those two, looking at Eli's his matchup and looking at Grossman's matchup, I would lean towards guys like that in this one over Jay Cutler. But let me ask you, Vic, like real quick, you know, you've covered the NFL for a long time. Have you seen anything like Cam Newton coming out of college?
Not at all. Not at all. In terms of having everything, I mean, every possible thing you could want in a quarterback, and know that after only 3 weeks into the season, he's going to get so much better. It's frightening to think what the finished product is going to be. It really is. Well, great.
Absolutely.
Great stuff as always, Adam. We appreciate the breakdown, and we will talk to you down the line.
Vic, I will let you know that the pleasure was all on this side of the phone.
That is Adam Rank from NFL.com and NFL Network, our fantasy expert. Much more coming up on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Shop Ohio's largest selection of Ford trucks at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Like Northeast Ohio's best-selling truck, Ford F-Series and Ranger. Liberty Ford has hundreds of fuel-efficient Rangers in stock now, available with 0% financing for 60 months. Plus $1,000 in rebate. That's zero for 60, plus $1,000 on Ford Ranger. Guaranteed financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty, Vinsolin, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, Home.
Hi, I'm Doug Deacon, and I don't like anything standing in my way of getting me where I'm going. CLE parking is always a big hit with me when I fly. When I'm in a rush, I use the convenient CLE valet service or their outbound taxis to get me on the move. CLE, going places.
Bob Gillingham Ford wants to help you feel like you're at the top of your game. Their sales consultants will inform you about the best deals and let you make the decision. They leave the pressure selling to the superstores. When buying one of the great Ford products from Gillingham Ford, you'll leave knowing your opinion matters. Their job is to inform you, not sell you. You'll always get the best deal. And finally, most importantly, you are respected. For 54 years, the team at Bob Gillingham Ford has been respecting Northeast Ohio customers this way. Stop by and see for yourself. Visit them in Parma, 8383 Brook Park Road, or shop their vast inventory at BobGillinghamFord.com. That's BobGillinghamFord.com. You can call them at 216-398-1300. All the deals are here. Give them a shout and let Bob Gillingham Ford sales team make your buying experience the best you've ever had. Check them out, 8383 Brook Park Road in Parma, Bob Gillingham Ford.
Hi, I'm Doug Deacon, and I don't like anything standing in my way of getting me where I'm going. CLE parking is always a big hit with me when I fly. When I'm in a rush, I use the convenient CLE valet service or their outbound taxis to get me on the move. CLE, going places.
Back on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Time to deliver our poll question results. These are brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. And the question is, what Titans player will be the biggest challenge for the Browns on Sunday and why? The choices were Barrett Roode at linebacker, Chris Johnson, the running back, Matt Hasselbeck, the quarterback, Nate Washington, the wide receiver, replacing Kenny Britt in the lineup. You voted, and you said, 71% of you did, Chris Johnson is the guy that should pose the biggest challenge. Corey comments, if that line comes to play, and they will, he'll continue to struggle. Okay, so Browns got to keep it that way. Mike says, CJ2K for sure. Sounds like he might have him in a fantasy league or something. Just guess there. And the one with a small portion that voted for Barrett Roode, the linebacker, just said he'd go with Barrett Roode because Johnson, meaning Chris Johnson, hasn't been doing anything with the football, and our corners are too good for Hasselbeck to throw it to Washington. All right, ask Vic, and of course you post those questions for us on our official Facebook and Twitter pages. From Facebook, Tom says, even though the Titans are known for stopping the running game, do you think we could still pose a threat if we use Hardesty and Hillis? Well, I think you're going to use both of them. The Browns are Tom. And yes, the threat will be you pound Hillis early and often. This would be my thought. And then you start going sideways with Hardesty. Make those big guys in the middle go sideways. Joey asks, Joe Hayden will shut down Nate Washington, but can our number two and three corners cover their three and four receivers? Joey, yes. If Nate Washington's not the factor, if Hayden's doing that, I think it'll be even more difficult for the others to emerge in this game. And Brian says, can the Browns sustain a good pass rush without blitzing? Yes, very strong front four. I think we've seen ample proof that they can do just that. Okay, thank yous. Bernie Kosar, Jimmy Donovan, Doug Deacon, Tom Withers, Chris Gokon, Jameer Howerton, Kristen Rebelli, Pat McKenna, Dave DiNatale, TJ Zuppe. We'll see you on Monday on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.